This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Stormy, you have an announcement to share. Tell everybody what it is.
Oh, you're going to let me do it?
It's your book.
Oh, you did! Let me have that. I have a book coming out October 2nd.
Wow.
Cool.
The book is called Full Disclosure.
The book is called Full Disclosure.
Well, you were only with Donald Trump, like, for what, two times? How much can you disclose?
There's a lot.
Really?
In the book. But the book isn't just about that. That doesn't define me.
No.
And a lot of people are going to say, oh, you did this for, you know, whatever. Everybody who knows me and has known me for a long time knows I've been working on a book for about 10 years.
Hmm.
So I just sort of melded everything together. I've kept notebooks for, you know, the adventures I've had on the road and in strip clubs and stuff. It'll blow your mind.
But are you going to give details of that night in the hotel with the...
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
That'll be you.
It's Full Disclosure. That's why I named it
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You
can sit on
that. The president just puckered.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Stormy Daniels with her attorney, Michael Avenatti, the porn attorney. Tucker calls him creepy. And they were on The View, where Stormy made the big announcement in The View. We've got her book. Yeah. And he goes, who wants to announce it? Well, it's your book. Oh, you just announced it. I mean, it's funny to me that a woman who makes a living with sex and, look, I don't have a problem, but fine, do it. If that's the only thing Stormy's good at, then go for it. I mean, there's an industry that supports it, mostly leftists, but they support that industry. If you like porn, you want to watch Stormy Daniels get, you know, boffed, fine. Who am I to argue with you on it? So, you know, but the fact that it's a credible thing. I mean, The View has this woman who, the best part of her job is she's a stripper. The worst part of her job is she's a porn star. And they put her front and center for housewives. And I don't, you know, I'm sure, I don't think kids are watching the show necessarily, but certainly young girls, teen girls. And they're going, hey, check out the stripper who also has sex with multiple men every day for a living. And you too can be like her. She's writing a book about her exploits. And according to her, in her own words, no, I've chronicled lots of things. Okay. I mean, you don't have to chronicle them. Many of the things that she talks about are things that occur in her regular... I mean, it isn't like Stormy's like, yeah, well, one time I slept with this guy or that guy. Yeah, we know, Stormy. We saw it. It's on film. It's on TV. You know, it's on in your movies. The question you should be asking yourself about Stormy is, what won't she do? I mean, I don't think there's a limit. This is why I tell you, you got to be very careful with leftist women. Once they get that feminist bug, and in her case, I want to make money. Michael Avenatti's been making money. Prior to this book release, he's been all over the talk show circuit, and Stormy has been having to hang off of a pole. And I'm just going to tell you, I don't know what she looked like in her early years, probably pretty good, but she doesn't look that good right now. You know, she's not an ugly woman by any stretch of the mat. No, I'm not saying that. You guys are looking at me like, I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm just saying, if you're still stripping in your late 40s, you probably ought to reevaluate the career. That's the type of a career that you do in your 20s. Maybe you get into your mid-30s. And I'm not saying that women aren't hot beyond that, because they are. I think women are hot well beyond that, just to be blunt. But if you're still having to do that for a living, shame on you. I mean, back in the days when I was in sales and I was a frequent goer to the strip clubs because it was my job to take my clients. I mean, I know you got, oh, sure, Kevin. Yeah, it got to the point where I didn't care. I just would, like, sit there. Too bad I didn't have solitaire on my phone, my smartphone. Because I would have just been boop, 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 boop. Well, they would have confiscated it because they wouldn't let you have phones that would take pictures in there. But when I would go, I was bored, you know. But I was an aficionado of those clubs because I went so many times. So many times. And here's what I encountered. I encountered stunning, beautiful young girls. Most of them had an issue. Issue with daddy. Issue at home. Sometimes issues with mom. Sometimes issues with both. But it was a family dynamic that drove most of those girls there. And so they would go, you know, go to the club, find out how much money they could make, and go, holy cow. But the smart ones, you know, guys, when I tell you, I knew a ton of them. And they were show stoppers. And I would even hang out with them. I played on their softball team one season. And I was good friends with them. I knew where they partied. I went with one of them to buy her Ferrari. So I know these people. Anyway, the smart ones would say to me, Kev, I'm doing this for just to get through college. Or I'm doing this for this amount of time, and that's it. And I'm telling you, the ones that I knew that told me that were driven, they were done. Doop, doop, done. And I thought to myself, wow. Now, I did, in being an aficionado and knowing, you know, having to do this quite a few years, I saw some and I would go, wow, you know, you're 38 now. And I remember this one in particular, good looking lady, would have made any 50-year-old guy like, whoo. I mean, she was arm candy. At the club, she was mediocre. You know what I mean? In terms of the talent there, it was like, you know, I remember having a conversation with her saying, hey, listen, yeah, I'm kind of a mainstay here. I know a lot about this. And you might want to reconsider here. And I just remember her going, you know, Kevin, look, I got a kid. I'm a single mom. You know, I was just like, wow. I mean, I remember her telling me the story. And I remember thinking, I get it. But, you know, get a checkout plan. You know, get one of these 50-year-old guys and, you know, woo them and get out of here because your shelf life is getting pretty long. And, you know, I was gentle about it. But I'm essentially saying, these girls here are outclassed. I mean, keep in mind, I was going to the top-notch places because my clients were, you know, big international moguls. Fujitsu and, you know, companies like that, guys that you know, had, you know, they were movers and shakers internationally, and I'm not even kidding. And so, you know, they were used to being, I couldn't take them to some rot gut joint, you know, where guys spit in a cup. You wouldn't handle that. Anyway, hey, I don't know if you're going to buy Stormy's new book, but it's called Full Disclosure. Interesting name for it, Adventures in the Strip Club. She's been a wild one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's your first memory? I learned a lot about memory over the years, but I forgot what I learned. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to give us a call, try to remember to give us a call. What was your first memory? I'm curious. I would like for you to tell me. I was thinking about it when I saw that, because I'm about to get into this article that I read, but I was thinking, I remember things like my mom kissing me one night before I went to bed. I remember burning my butt on a stove when we were getting ready for church. But I had memories before that. So I was trying to go back as far as I could. My mother died when I would have turned 5 in June. She died in May. And so I was 4 at the time, almost 5, closer to 5. And I remember celebrating my birthday, staying home from school, which had to be my 4th birthday. So she died almost a year after that, because I remember staying home from school and wondering, why am I staying home from school? I was in kindergarten. So that was, I remember that. I'm going back as far as I can. And memory is a funny thing because, you know, when you consider all that you've forgotten, doesn't it seem like we all have some form of dementia? there are people that will come up to me and go, hey, Kevin, remember we met at such and such or whatever, whatever. And I'm going, yeah, lying through my teeth because I don't remember. I barely remember the event, much less the thousands of people that I met. And sometimes I'll catch myself because I don't want to lie to folks, but I'll be like, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember. I don't want to be that guy that's going, that just goes like, yeah, you know, the train monkey. Yeah, I see him. Yeah, I remember. He's sure, guy. Yeah, certainly gorgeous. You know, whatever. You're trying to use anything to just go, yeah, I don't remember your name. I don't remember you, your name. You know,
yeah, we talked about my kids and my dog, and, you know, I just got in my car and I got out of the hospital because, you know, Yeah, sure.
No, I don't remember any of it. Anyway, they say this. 2/5 of people have fictional first memories based on fragments of early experiences, according to psychologists. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Scientists questioned participants in a survey that identified more than 2,000 individuals claiming to have memories from age 2 or younger. Current research suggests that memories cannot be formed before about 3.5 years. I pretty much believe that. I do. When I wrote my piece, Proof of God, and I talk about your memories, here's what I wrote. Essentially, I said, you have no memories of in utero. Nobody does. And somebody argued with me, oh, Kevin, there are situations where babies have been said this and blah, 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 blah. And I go, I don't care what the situations are. Nobody remembers in utero. You don't remember my mama took me to that bridge and I was so wanting to see it because she talked about how picturesque and beautiful it was into my belly with a stethoscope. Nobody, or a microscope, whatever, a microphone. Nobody remembers in utero, no matter who you are. You don't remember that, but you get born into a world, and God gives you certain memories of this world. And the reason why I brought up as proof of God, my comment was, people that talk about, oh, you Christians believe in a second birth. And I go, yeah. And they go, that's just lunacy. And I go, do you believe in your first birth? And they're like, well, yeah, I'm here. And I go, yeah, but what do you remember of it? You were incubated in a belly, right? You know this to be true. You were incubated in this belly for approximately 9 months. You have no memory of the doctor slapping you on your butt, them cutting the umbilical cord, cleaning the crap out of your nose so you can now start breathing air versus embryonic fluid. And then your mother cuddled you, probably breastfed you, or somebody gave you a bottle, and you had formative years, and you can't remember back till you were 5 years old. But you look at us as if we're crazy when we say, well, imagine the scenario where you're in this big belly. Let's call it Earth. You're on this big belly, inside this big belly, and when your time on Earth is gone, when you've been incubated, you die on Earth and you get spit out into this new world. That's crazy to you, even though it's already happened to you. And that was my argument for proof of God. You should read my first book, The Big Black Lie. I go into it more in a bigger way, so you understand it completely, and you can argue with any atheist. And that's why I did the argument, because I said, you people are always arguing with me about, Kevin, if your God did this, and why does he allow for plagues, and why does he allow for this, and why does he allow for that? And I go, there's a lot of things that God allows for that you have no understanding of, because that's what the Bible tells you. You don't understand all the things that God has. You could be given a gazillion years and you'll never understand it. I don't care how smart we get, artificial intelligence, computers generating this, that, and the other, you will never be smarter than the thing that made us. The being, the entity. Anyway, memory. So people think they have these memories, and they don't. And what's funny to me is when I was thinking about this subject, I thought about it in terms of the left and their memories, the things that they think they know. They don't know much. They no longer rely on their memories. They've now been conditioned to just believe what they're told. You reflect. You know how to go back. They don't. They said 893 of those 2,000 taken a survey said they had memories extending to before their first birthday. When people are told that their memories are false, they don't believe it. They said the researchers studied the content, language, nature, descriptive detail of the early memory descriptions. They found that the memories were fictional patchworks based on fragments of early remembered experiences combined with facts derived from family photos and family conversations. And you ever heard of these people that talk about repressed memories and, oh, geez, yeah, I was molested and all that? I think what that is that's a society that we've created that says it's cooler to be a victim, you know, Munchausen. Have people feel sorry for you because of your miserable life that you squandered. I think that's what they do. They create these scenarios. And then there are people that just want to pretend, yeah, my memory goes way back, man. He said, when we looked through the responses for participants, we found that a lot of these first memories were frequently related to infancy, a typical type of memory that would be a memory based around a pram. I don't know what a pram is, but he says, for this person, this type of memory could have resulted from someone saying something like, mother had a large green pram. The person then imagines what it would have looked like. Over time, these fragments then become a memory. Often the person will start to add in things like a string of toys along the top, etc. Crucially, the person remembering them doesn't know it's fictional. In fact, when people are told their memories are false, they often don't believe it. I apply this to leftists. When they're told their ideas, these concepts, these things that people have put together for them are fake. They don't apply to real life. They go, oh, who are you? You racist, you sexist, you this, you Islamophobe. And you go, guys, it doesn't apply. America isn't as bad as you think. You're a liar. I've been told that. I know. When I was little, I know I learned this. They've learned nothing. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said on Tuesday that the open hearings next week to examine the sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh could be canceled if the accuser doesn't accept the committee's invitation. Senator John Cornyn from Texas spoke about this today from Capitol Hill.
We wouldn't find ourselves, nor would the Dr. Ford find herself in this situation if Senator Feinstein hadn't sat on this letter she's had since July, said nothing about it during the course of the hearing for Judge Kavanaugh, and now raising it at this late date.
Flooding in North and South Carolina after Hurricane Florence is still a major issue. Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest on how food is getting to the people that are stranded in the floods.
We actually have a one single pathway into Wilmington now, which is allowing some of these supplies to get in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Congressman Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell me a bit about when you interviewed Lisa Page, and this was, I know, a few weeks back, what did she say about the state of the evidence in the Russia-Trump collusion case at the time the special prosecutor was appointed?
Yeah. Well, we'd have to go back and look, and we're looking reviewing the transcript, but she seemed to indicate that without, you know, direct quote, she seemed to indicate that all the way up until the time Mueller was named, until the special counsel, we're talking May of 2017, there was still no real evidence of any type of coordination, any type of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia to impact the election, which, frankly, at this point shouldn't surprise us much because everything we've heard from the Mueller investigation to date, no evidence of any coordination, collusion, conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia to impact the election. So we just found it was one of those moments, if I'm remembering this correctly, she said something, then she sort of caught herself and sort of trailed off. But it was like we were asking a series of questions, and it's like even up until the time of the Mueller investigation, there was no real evidence. That's how it was going. And so I want to go back, haven't had a chance to go back and look at the transcript, but from our notes, it was something to that effect. And we thought that was pretty telling.
And so that would be consistent with the now pretty well-known text message between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, where it was said that there was no there about the investigation.
Well said.
Capacity.
Well said. Yeah. And the more you dig in here, you see that it looks like the crushing power of the state was used initially to take this dossier, dress it all up, take it to the secret court to get a warrant to spy on the other party's campaign. The dossier that was paid for and produced by the Clinton campaign to go after the other campaign. And the idea that the state, the FBI, would use that to start this whole investigation is as wrong as it gets.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You starting to sense it? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 yeah, theme from Jaws. Because the swamp rats are now in the ocean, and the sharks are about to get them. Glad you guys are here. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I would not want to be a Democrat. Not now, not ever. The people who have invested in this party, you are about to get the most rude awakening you've ever had. And the only way you're going to hang on to the vestige of whatever you think makes that party legit or all the things you think they are, you're about to lose it unless you're a moron. You can't look at this mountain of evidence and say to yourself, these people weren't crooked from top to bottom. Look, I don't know where Lisa Page fits in the scheme of things, but I do know where Barack Obama fits. And whether we're talking about people underneath Lisa Page, Strzok, McCabe, Jim Comey, Eric Holder, and on up the food chain, Loretta Lynch, up to Barack Obama, what I'm going to tell you is there's a lot of layers of filth in there. Well, we're learning about the Democrats and what they're willing to do to further their idiotic notions, to further what they want to do to damage the Republic. It is boundless. And what's funny about it is that you would think, given Donald Trump's track record as president, that these clowns would go, you know what, we didn't give this guy a shot. He's doing really well. Let's stop the attack on him, and let's actually start getting to the bottom of what's going on here. But instead of doing that, which is what they should be doing, these suckers are still doubling down on their lies. And it's over. I'm going to tell you right now, call your Democrat friends, get in their faces and say, hey, within a little, between now and the end of the year, you are done. The only thing the Democrats have left is if they can win the House. Now, I heard somebody talking about, oh, Sean Hannity said even the Senate's in play. Sean on his show told me, Kevin, I wish I was as confident with you as you are on the House. And now he's saying the Senate is in play. What? Sean, what are you talking about? We are going to not only dominate the Senate. I understand we got a chance to get some this radical Kristen Sinema in Arizona. They claim McCaskill's made strides in Missouri and that Nevada's in play and on and on. Let me tell you something. Nonsense. We will win the Senate. We will win additional seats and we will win the House. And it is because you are motivated. Don't believe the hype of the political insiders. They know nothing. And even Sean, I don't know why he's doing it. Maybe he wants to get people fired up and nervous so that they'll go do what they need to do. You don't need to get us fired up and nervous. Everybody that I know is hearing my voice is going to go vote. You're going to do it. And you're going to tell others. And the moderates on their side of the aisle have moved over to help us. So have millennials, young girls, the Me Too women that have seen all the craziness that goes on there. There's a lot of people that have moved over. Hardcore Democrats that voted for Barack Obama are not going to support them. And a big piece of it is they've watched this witch hunt, and it's going to be verified. Now, there are going to be some other things that will happen. James O'Keefe says he's going to drop some new bombs in October for an October surprise. Watch what happens. I don't even know what it is, but I'll tell you this, it can't be good for Democrats. You think the economy is going to tank between now and then? What do you think is going to happen? Let me tell you, we are in great shape. Great shape. All we have to do is do what we do. Go out and vote. Evangelize. Don't let somebody get in your face and talk to you about Trump without you responding back. You'll be fine. Because let me tell you something. Lisa Page, Peter Strzok have gotten the Democrats in a huge amount of trouble. And I've already told you guys, I told you months ago, the Mueller investigation is over. The only thing it can do now is damage the Democrats. Mueller can continue it. They can keep talking about it. Inside the Beltway, they think they've got something. Outside the Beltway, they've got nothing. And when it finally comes out, the truth, I'm talking about the truth. When it finally comes out, the stuff we're talking about now, where Lisa Page said, it is a reflection of us still not knowing. When she got questioned about the text that she and Strzok had in May of 2017 where Mueller was being made special counsel to take over the Russia investigation, they had nothing on Donald Trump. She said, as far as May of 2017, we still couldn't answer the question. And they assigned a special counsel for nothing. Nothing specific. You don't assign special counsels for nothing specific. Then it goes on, and we've talked about it. I'm not going to rehash it. But she and Peter Strzok orchestrated every single piece of this. There's not one iota of information that did not come from the Democrats and or their operatives to begin this investigation, to give it, and I'm using my finger quotes, legitimacy. Because it is not legitimate, and it hasn't vetted anything of consequence outside of the witch hunt, and even that's spiraling in on them because they're asking this question. Why is it that Robert Mueller got, gigged and, he got indicted for not registering as a foreign agent, and that's the same thing Tony Podesta did? Answer that question, leftist. Now, don't misunderstand me. The average black person or millennial is not asking that question in the field. But it's the type of question that's going to make their hardcore Democrats start to look at what their party's doing. Donald Trump will take care of the minions. Don't worry about that. And I'll tell you something else. Don't worry about the polls. We'll take care of the minions at the polls. Because let me tell you, you are coming out in droves. They got no reason to vote. They got no answer. The only thing they're saying is that wicked Donald Trump. And let me tell you, there are a lot of people going, I don't see it. It is a reflection of us still not knowing. They said, with that statement, Page acknowledged a momentous fact. After 9 months of using some of the most awesome surveillance powers afforded the U.S. intelligence, the FBI still had not made a case connecting Trump or his campaign to Russia's election meddling. Now, they reached out to Page's lawyer, a lady named Amy Jeffries, and she didn't say anything. She declined to answer questions about Page's cooperation with Congress. But I'm going to tell you something. It is done. Bring Lisa Page back. Bring Strzok back. And say, what did it mean with these things where you guys were leaking information and starting narratives about stories and all this? They are toast. You can, look, if you're a worrier and you like to worry, go for it. What do you want me to tell you? You want me to? It's like my grandmother. I used to tell. She would say, "Well, I don't know about Robert," and I would say, "You know, your son, mother dear, is he's 50 some years old. I mean, my grandmother's in her 70s, worrying about her son who's 50 something years old." And I go, "Mother dear, he's 50 something years old. I don't think you need to worry about it." "Well, you know, he could end up going to prison." Well, okay, I get it. You don't need to worry about it. If anybody needs to worry, he needs to worry. You've done everything you need to do. You know, how long you want to raise a 50-year-old? I mean, how long can you go? You want to worry? Worry all you want. But let me tell you, folks, all the indicators are what they are. We are in good shape. They are not. Don't sweat it. More coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't like the library, and I can't figure anything out there. It's too confusing, and sometimes I just wish that there was just a magical box in my house, and I could ask you any question and knew the answer. Dream on, Arch. Dream on, you big dreamer. And he said, what about Google? What about Google? I don't want to go on Google if it's too many people are using it. Like, there's like 150 people a day going on Google. And that's why it's become conceited. It's cocky. It's got a terrible attitude problem. The other day I misspelled something on Google. You should have seen the tone that it took with me. Did you mean... vagina? Yeah. Yeah, you know what I meant. Google. Images. Print.
Google. influencing things. Yeah. Influencing elections is what they're doing. Electioneering is what they call it. We talked the other day about how Google management team was like just distraught over the idea that, you know, Donald Trump had won, Hillary Clinton had lost. They didn't know what to do. Now their stock is through the roof. Everything's going well for them. But, oh, we're so afraid. And it's funny, you know, to a corporation just sharing its politics, not even caring what the other people in the audience, you know, all Googlers didn't like Hillary Clinton, but they just assumed it because that's the management team. Can you imagine if somebody said, and I think I posed this the other day, while they were all lamenting up there and crying, and somebody said, hey, look, there's a glorious day here. We've got a new president. We've got a lot to look forward to. We're doing great as a company. Why are we lamenting who lost or who won as president? That's not our job here. Can you imagine what would have happened to that employee? Ooh. They do all the clapping, you know, the fingers snapping. I don't know what they do in leftists, but they would have ostracized whoever that was. All these Silicon Valley conservatives are going, I'm sick of this. We got to bite our tongue. We're just as important to this company as these other knucklehead leftists. I say to all of them, you know what we should all do? I'd love for you to come form something with me. Let's put Google out of business. Let's take that brain power, that conservative brain power, put it together with something else like TeaParty.org, and let's go do something. Wouldn't you love to do that? Wouldn't you love to see something like that? Oh, yeah, that's right, because you're all clamoring over to TeaPartyCommunity.org, right, and joining me there. I'm not getting after you. I'm just saying, you know, it's easy for us to talk about it, but we don't do it. But we get this email chain that shows that the Google essentially tried to fix the election. Senior Google executives from the day after the 2000 presidential election revealed the company tried to influence the 2016 presidential election on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And in the emails, a Google exec describes efforts to pay for free rides for a certain sect of the population to the polls, a get-out-the-vote-for-Hispanic voters operation. And how these efforts were because she thought it would help Hillary Clinton win the general election in 2016. She used the term, quote, silent donation to help describe Google's contribution to the effort to elect Clinton as president. Now, I don't know what the Russians did in terms of what did they actually accomplish. I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. Google and many others like them absolutely conspired to do it. They knew it was, quote, a silent donation. And they did it. California doesn't care. They've tried to get illegals to vote. They want criminals to vote. Look, I don't know whether criminals should or shouldn't vote. I know they can't right now. Now people, oh, they should be able to. I think they're going to be surprised when they find out that many of the criminals don't want to vote for the Democrats. They understand who they are and what they've done, and they're going to go, you know, I don't think we're going to be voting for them. They said, the main email headlined, Election Results and the Latino Vote. Sent on November 9th, the day after Clinton's loss, it was from Eliana Murillo, Google's multicultural marketing department head. The four-page email begins with Murillo claiming she and others at Google were engaged in nonpartisan activities not designed to help any one candidate or another, only to undercut her own commentary in later passages and emails by openly admitting the entire effort to boost Latino turnout using Google's products with official company resources was to elect Clinton over Trump. Where's Mueller on this? I know there's no Russian involvement, but maybe this lady let the Russians influence the Latino vote. Shouldn't we be looking into this, Robert Mueller? Unbelievable. The critical miscalculation. Murillo wrote in a stunning admission in the email was that the Latino voters backed Trump by higher margins than any experts had forecast in the lead up to the election. Trump's 29% among Hispanics nationally blew prognosticators away. And he hit even higher numbers, roughly 31% in the battleground state of Florida. This is according to Murillo herself. She admits this. She wrote at the onset of the lengthy message, and here it is. She says this. We worked very hard. Many people did. We pushed to get the Latino vote out to our with our features, our products, and our voices. We kept our Google efforts nonpartisan and followed our company's protocols for the election strategy. We emphasized our mission to give Latinos access to information so they can make an informed decision at the polls, and we feel very grateful for all the support to do this important work. Latinos voted in record-breaking numbers, particularly with early votes. A large percentage of Latinos in Florida who were new voters had become citizens just in time to vote. We saw high traffic for the search queries Votar and Como Votar and Donde Votar in the key states like Florida and Nevada. We will be pulling in more information in the coming hours and days, but so far we definitely know there was high traffic on search in Spanish. Without translating our tools, the users would have found it difficult, would have found the information they needed difficult. Objectively speaking, our goal was met. We pushed and successfully launched the search features in Spanish, and we thank Lisa for her support and advocating for this work. I sent Philip a note yesterday to thank him because he and others voiced their support for this too, and we greatly appreciate it. Even Sundar gave the effort a shout out and a comment in Spanish, which was really special. Sundar meaning their chief executive officer, Sundar Pichai. Anyway, here's what's funny about this. So they're doing all this effort in Spanish because they want to get the Latino vote out. Well, these are American Latinos, theoretically. So what vote are you actually trying to get out? Because if you ask me, Robert Mueller, it sounds to me like Google was trying to get the illegal vote out. Because if you're translating stuff into Spanish, I don't know why you would do that for Americans of Mexican descent. They speak and read Spanish. Lisa presumably refers to Lisa Gavelber, the vice president of global marketing for Google, who forwarded Murillo's entire four-page email to several other Google execs in another chain, also obtained by Breitbart News, in which Gelberber praises Murillo's activities with official company resources having made a great difference. Philip presumably refers to Philip Schindler, senior vice president and chief Google's chief business officer, per his LinkedIn page. So, look, what it boils down to is everybody in the Google management structure is presumed to be leftist. Their goal is to essentially influence the vote, not just be a search engine. Google has, that's like going into a grocery store and they essentially tell you that you need, I mean, look, it's one thing to tell me I got Latino food over here and Asian food over there, and Kevin, you can go get some African food over there if you want it. It's a whole other to try to influence me from my vote at a grocery store. Can you imagine going to the grocery store and they say, Kevin, listen, I don't want to tell you how to vote, but you need to come over here to the black food section and buy only black food and understand that we are trying to, and then there's a voter registration booth in that aisle. You know, that would be the equivalent of this. I'm floored by this. I'm amazed that this can even happen. And what's most amazing is while we search for these fictitious, you know, a snipe hunt, we call it whatever you want, witch hunt, we have ample evidence of Google and many others, Jack Dorsey, shadow banning and things like this, Facebook not letting us see feeds. We got provable stuff, and nobody's saying a word. At least nobody of importance, nobody's doing anything. This is crazy. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.